Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to It Never Gets Old, a first-hand account of all things secondhand, resale, consignment, vintage, and sustainable, because the future of fashion is nothing new. I am your host, Meredith Feinman, and author of the new book, Brag Better, Master the Art of Fearless Self-Promotion, which is available wherever you can get books. And I am joined by my bestie in the Westie, Sarah Lane.
Hey, Meredith Feinman. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing okay. You know, it's Groundhog Day. I am almost done with all of Dawson's Creek, which I think I've mentioned on here.
I don't know if you have.
For those listeners who don't know, and I guess I'll put this in my treat of the week because we start with our treat of the week portion. So quarantine is lonely and I wanted a project, and I also wanted something to watch that was not contingent on any form of reality, but specifically current reality. So no references to technology. Zero stakes. And then I thought about, hey, I never watched Dawson's Creek as a teenager. I'm a millennial. We love Dawson's Creek. But I was too busy being a dork and doing my homework. And I didn't have a TV in my room. And I wasn't about to watch Dawson's Creek with my parents. So I had never seen an episode. That began in March. They are 45-minute episodes, 23 episodes a season, and 6 seasons. So it's now July. I genuinely didn't know what month it was. It's July, and I am like 6 episodes away from finishing all of Dawson's Creek, and I really might start a Dawson's Creek podcast.
That's amazing. I'm very happy for you. It's easy to laugh and be like, ha ha, you never watched that before. I've actually never watched the series. I've seen an episode or two, enough to know like who the main characters are and whatever, but like, I don't really know whatever happened in Dawson's Creek. It's that, you know, fun, generational, heartstring, teen drama.
It's just like white teens obsessively kissing each other, like switching partners, and then like, you know, yearning for each other. You know, the big news was that there was a gay character.
There's a lake.
It's a creek. But now it's funny because I'm 15 to 20 years late on this. And so it was an unbelievable cultural phenomenon. And you had Joshua Jackson and white Michelle Williams and Busy Phillips and Katie Holmes and James Vanderbeek, who my friends got a cameo of him congratulating me on my book Brag Better because he like knew that I was doing this, which it's the whole thing.
Would you like to quickly, for anyone who's like, what's that?
Yes.
What is a cameo?
So cameo is basically when you hire a celebrity to say something to you in a recorded video. So he was like, hey, Meredith, I hear you wrote this book. It's awesome. He's like, I also hear you're watching Dawson's Creek. And it was just an absolutely magical moment. And these are my friends. Like, these are actually my friends. You know, I am a single person. I have Bean the dog and I go on walks with my friends and see some people, whatever. But like, these are my friends. So they've been with me for the past 4 months. I'm going to miss them when the series is over. It is so funny because now I'm like obsessed with Katie Holmes. they were formative roles for all of these celebrities and all of these actors. Again, this aired from like 1997 to 2003. I'm very late to this, but listen, it also, since none of it is high definition, whenever I watch anything else, I'm like, wow, you can see so much. Because I've been watching like regular ass TV quality, like when you were like a kid, TV quality, not high definition anything. I'm like, wow, everything's so clear and beautiful. But I'm obsessed with all of it. And I will miss my friends from Cape Side High. And, you know, stay tuned because I really want to start a Dawson's Creek podcast now. So let me know if you want to listen to that.
Amazing. Well, in that vein, if we're talking about my treat of the week, I don't know how much of a treat it is, but I may have mentioned in the past that I was like, okay, I'm going to start The Wire again. I was late to The Wire, kind of the way that you were late to Dawson's Creek. I just never watched it when it was on HBO originally. And everyone was like, oh my God, best show ever. You know, I'm going to like learn about, you know, Baltimore and stuff. And I was like, I don't know. I'll get to it. Doesn't sound that fun. And then I watched it, you know, front to back, which was a good 5 seasons some years ago. And I was like, okay, that was a really good show. But I didn't really enjoy it. I was like, that was like homework. You know, like I just like limped along to the end because it just, it's heavy stuff. Because of some recent events that have happened, certainly in the US, but abroad as well, I was like, you know what? The Wire might be the right thing to restart. It continues to not be a fun show for me. There's no like ha-ha moments. It just isn't that kind of show. But it is important. And, you know, I hope I'm, you know, doing good for myself and those around me.
I've never seen The Wire. And it's one of those that I know it's very, very good TV. But my hesitation was that it's like, the problem is my television habits. Mostly I like things to fall into one of two categories, which is funny or romantic or funny and romantic.
And this is neither of those
things. It's neither of those things. And I will watch it, I promise. This is not a TV podcast, though.
No, it is not.
So those are our treats. I went down a rabbit hole, and that's like my obsessions, which, I mean, I've way past the 10,000 hours of like studying the world of secondhand and resale. But when I get hooked on something and obsessed with it, I have a problem. Like, I obsessively search for something and then I now do it somewhat professionally. But, okay. I started doing Tracy Anderson. And Tracy Anderson is this tiny demon who is an exercise guru. She, like, has a streaming service that is very expensive, and I just keep changing my emails so that I don't have to pay for it. But it is demonic workouts that work, I think. I've only been able to do one full class, and I am someone who works out a lot. And I did that one full class, and I, like, died. But she wears really cute workout clothes. And I was like, you know, I've been working out for a long time. I've gone through periods of like buying nice workout clothes. We have a whole secondhand athleisure episode, but this is different in that I became obsessed and consumed with matching workout sets. And this episode is about matching sets, not only workout, but most of them are trending towards workout, and I'll explain in a second. But I lost my mind. So basically what I mean by this is a top and bottom that are same color that match. For some reason, I don't know if you've noticed this, Sarah, like you can't like swing your phone. I mean, you can't swing and hit anyone. It's quarantine. Like, it's coronavirus. Please wear a mask. Please stay inside. Please social distance. And not see people in matching outfits. Like, it used to be the 90s where, like, or the 80s, and your mom would dress you up in like a matching t-shirt and bike shorts. But now everyone's wearing matching t-shirts and bike shorts, or matching sports bras, yeah, and leggings, or matching t-shirts and shorts. Everything is the same color.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because it always bothered me when like bathing suit tops and bottoms were sold separately, because I'm like, dude, they go together. Why am I buying them separately? Like, you're just trying to get more money out of me. I am a fan of the set. If it's going to be like a, I don't know, like a camo print on top and bottom, like, okay, that might be a little much. But I like the idea of buying things that go together.
Yeah. So let me explain this for a second. So if you go on Instagram, Everyone is just wearing sets right now. Everything matches, especially in quarantine, which I'll get into fancy sweatpants sets, which I also went down a psychotic rabbit hole. But anyone who is like a quote unquote influencer, everyone is wearing matching t-shirts and shorts, sweatshirts and sweatpants. All of a sudden, it's okay for those to match, which like was definitely an 80s, 90s thing for kids, but now it's like a thing that's fashion. Like someone will be wearing a lime green sports bra and lime green bike shorts as a cute outfit, like not even to work out. And that was like so like Jane Fonda-y, like matchy-matchy. It was like not cool to be matchy-matchy. I'm not a woman who ever in her life has ever matched her like bra and underwear. Like that's something that's completely lost on me. Slash, I don't even, for so many reasons. But it was not cool to wear like the same color t-shirt and shorts, or you know, sweatshirt and sweatpants. And now everything is a set. Everything is sold as a set or sold separately very expensively and then combined into a set. So I got obsessed with matching sets for workouts. I will tell you my findings, but I lost my mind. Obviously, I'm buying this stuff secondhand. So I guess we'll start with secondhand workout sets, though most of these sets, so many of them are bike shorts. If you had told me the bike shorts would be like, I now wear bike shorts for fashion, which is crazy. Like I wear bike shorts and like an oversized vintage t-shirt and like I'm in fashion. I mean, it's fashionable. It's great, but I hadn't worn bike shorts since fourth grade where I had a pair of silver bike shorts that I loved. Had I known, I would have kept them.
Oh yeah. Bike shorts are kind of the jam. Bicycle specific fashion has never really made sense to me, but the bike short, like even like when I'm just like chilling or going on a hike or something, like I like a good bike short.
Well, you wouldn't have caught me dead in bike shorts up until like 18 months ago. And like now they're fashion. I got some on Amazon, like just some black bike shorts on Amazon. But this is not talking about the depths of my matching sets obsession. But like Zoe Kravitz wore white bike shorts to her wedding, which like she's literally the only person on planet Earth who could pull that off.
Probably. Yeah.
You know, you've seen in a lot of the Yeezy stuff and like Kardashian stuff, the like bike shorts look, which at first everyone's like, why are people wearing bike shorts? But now it's like some of the influencers and fashion people that I follow are wearing bike shorts. Anyway, everything is the same color. But one thing that really bothered me as I went down the psychotic rabbit hole, because I was like, I want to look cuter when I am doing demonic free streaming Tracy Anderson workouts, I want to wear a matching set. I don't have any matching sets. I like just cobbled together random sports bras and stuff over the years, but now I want to look cute. I want a matching set. Well, the really cute ones are like, it's like $200 for the sweatpants and then like $85 for the shirt, or the leggings are $150 and the sports bra is like $70. And I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. So obviously I went into the depths of secondhand and I looked at every matching set on every single secondhand website possible. In the workout vein, I bought secondhand two sets of Morgan Stewart Sport because I have decided those are the best ones, or some of the best ones. And I'm not that familiar with like the fancy athleisure brands these days, but if you just go onto like Bandeer or anywhere, frankly, they'll show you and they're very expensive. So I got one on Mercari and I think one on Poshmark. We'll see if they fit. They're very cute. Because then I went the entire opposite direction. I'll just like buy inexpensive ones. And then I couldn't tell how they fit. And I even went to like Boohoo, which is like a terrible, you know, Hyperloop fashion, so anti it never gets old. I put all this stuff in my cart because they had cute matching sets because they have trendy stuff. And then I felt too guilty about it. And I've gotten 65 emails from Boohoo being like, did you forget something in your cart? And I'm like, no, because I don't buy that stuff because it's Hyperloop fashion. Like this is a podcast about slow fashion and secondhand for so many sustainable reasons. Your labor practices are a mess and you're deeply not sustainable. But I did think about it for a second because I had cute matching sets. So like, please tell me where you're getting your matching sets. So then I looked, The Real Real doesn't have anything like that because they don't really carry this stuff yet, but also they don't really carry secondhand athleisure. So I was looking at like ThredUp. I was all over Poshmark. Outdoor Voices makes these sets, which they've done for a long time, which are getting cheaper and cheaper secondhand as the company seems to be falling apart.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a whole other conversation. Yeah,
like Tihanis back and forth. So those are going for much less. And then people are selling everything separate again, and I just want it to be sold as one set. Why do I have to piece this together?
You mentioned the idea of like bras and panties being a set. Like, who cares? Like, some people care. I am with you. I don't care. Like, you're lucky if, you know, it's black and black or something that's like kind of works. I am a huge proponent of like Target bras because they're $5, fast fashion, not going to last anyway. Great. Don't have to worry about like drying them and washing them cold because, you know, they weren't that great to begin with. When it comes to sports bras, I actually do care a lot. I want the best ones.
Yeah, so I decided with like a new workout regimen that I want all of a sudden like cared again about what I wore to work out, which I didn't for a long time. And I didn't want it piecemeal. I wanted it to match. I just wanted it to match. So there are not that many designers that are making it that it's a trendy thing. So it's kind of hard to get secondhand. Anything that's so trendy is not going to appear in the secondhand market yet. Outdoor Voices like kind of does it. And you can ask someone if you can put it in a bundle and like do it in a set together. But I scoured like the entire internet. And so I ended up with Morgan Stewart Sport. And then like a couple other brands that I found on Bandeer, which I didn't like. I wanted just like plain, colorful, matching sports bra and leggings. So I will keep you posted on that. But then everything else is also a set, which now I've decided is okay. That your sweatpants can be purple and your sweatshirt can be purple. We're also in quarantine times where like no rules apply and everyone's at home and like nobody's wearing a waistband anymore. But I became particularly interested in this. They say they're sustainable. I need to delve more into their practices. They got this on all the right, you know, influencers. It's called the Pangaea. You might have seen it around on the internet.
Like Pangaea?
I think so, but it's spelled differently. It's like P-A-N-G-A-I-A. But it is obviously a play on that. And if you've seen colorful sweatpants with like a small paragraph of writing on them, they're supposedly from recycled cotton and the dyes are natural. I need to look into it more, but they sold out because all the like influencers are wearing them. And the idea that fashion right now, and now I want all these matching sets, everything is a set. Like, so now getting into sweatpants, I talked about like secondhand fancy sweatpants, but it's okay for them to be the same color. So this Pangaea brand is totally sold out. I think that like the sweatshirts are like 80 and the bottoms are 80, but they're reselling for like $500 for a set or more. And people have lost their minds and I want to get some, but that's the sort of thing that's not smart to buy secondhand because you're paying over retail, which just doesn't make any sense. But then I start to get into other sets. So, I mean, this is, I feel like for like younger cutie ladies or whoever wants to put that on their body, but like, so have you noticed like the matching like crop tops and skirts and crop tops and shorts and like crop tops and pants? Everything matches.
Yes, I have. And back in the day, talk about a problematic company, American Apparel did this very well. Like you would go in and buy like lime green, like crop top, lime green skirt and done. And it was $20. But yeah, I mean, to this day, I don't think people like stopped liking that. It's great.
Yeah. I just, it's funny. It's like a 90s aughts, but mostly 90s, 80s thing that like you put your little kid in like a matching purple bike short and t-shirt. But what I mean is like now when I see, I mean, ostensibly younger or more energetic people than I that are still trying to like go out during COVID, please wear a mask, please social distance. But they're in these like matching little tops. I sound so old right now, but everyone loves that like Love Shack fancy, which is like particularly feminine looking ruffly flowery things where it's like a little crop top and like little shorty shorts. And all of that is all over the secondhand internet. And I guess it's like the new going out top. It's like replaced the going out top or the high heel is like just wearing like a matching set. But I think it's hilarious.
Hilarious, but also, listen, I am so into the fancy sweatpants set.
You're
something
welcome.
That, like,
I did that to you.
Yes, you did. You did. And I love you for it. But like, that's like something where like, Who's going to see it? Nobody. It's just for me. I love it. Looks like, you know, pajamas. But like the idea of having a matching top and bottom, I don't know, man. I used to be a cheerleader. You know how great the days were when we had a game day and I would just wear my cheerleading outfit because that was top and bottom and I didn't have to think about it? Like, kind of the same thing. Like, there is something about it that's like, this is awesome. Like, you don't have to think about matching or mixing or anything. You just wear the set.
Yeah, I desperately wanted to be a cheerleader. We didn't have cheerleaders at my school. I went to this small private hippie like commune, but we did not have cheerleaders. But yeah, I guess honestly, it just makes your life so much easier. But all of a sudden, just wearing a matching outfit like means your fashion, which is incredible. I will say, let's talk about selling this for a second. If you have any matching sets that like maybe you bought vintage, like a sweatpants set or a vintage like bike short and t-shirt set, like people will buy that stuff from you. We have a whole episode on tie-dye. Tie-dye matching sets are like everything right now. People are wearing matching tie-dye like sweatshirts and sweatpants or sweatshirts and shorts or bike shorts. It's crazy. You can also make it yourself. Buy a vintage white sweatshirt and vintage, you know, just white bike shorts from somewhere, any kind of white short, and tie-dye them so they match. Boom, your own matching set. You can totally do this yourself. It doesn't have to be like the exact same brand. It doesn't have to be fancy sweatpants. You just got to make sure the colors like kind of match, and then all of a sudden you're very fashionable. But if you do have any of those particular sets, whether they are like a little bit more, if they're like, you know, shorter, more revealing, or just sweatpant variety, people are looking for them all over the internet, and especially the workout sets. I think that brands are only going to continue to make these in like solid colors, just matching top and bottom easy. I see people wearing them like just for leisure with like a jacket on, which like I would never wear like a sports bra as just like, and leggings as just like a look. I think it's a very like LA look, but it's happening.
Oh, for sure. Like jean jacket, sports bra, biker shorts, cool sneaks. Very much a look.
It's a look. It's in. But tell me if this is like really here to stay. Are sets here to stay? Do you only wear sets? Do you hate sets? I think it's just crazy. Everyone I see is wearing matching clothing, which is something that was popular in the 90s for kids, but I don't think it really was for adults. So, I mean, listen. This podcast is literally called It Never Gets Old. You can go safely with a mask, social distance, into vintage stores or thrift stores and make this yourself in a much more sustainable fashion. You know, the sports bra legging thing you can't as much. But I mean, I was like, okay, like, I mean, I'm a big fan of the Canadian tuxedo, which is denim on denim, the original matching set. So like, maybe I'll just do more denim on denim, or I'll go to like, you know, get a vintage like turquoise t-shirt and turquoise bike shorts and just live my best Princess Diana life, which if you've seen those photos, Princess Diana was basically like an influencer in 2020 in the making, and that she would wear bigger sweatshirts and bike shorts and sneakers, which is honestly just what everyone looks like right now. Do you know the photos I'm talking about?
Weirdly, I do, Mare. And you weren't the one that shared them with me. But yeah, like the Princess Diana turquoise stuff has been going around. I mean, fashion icon, bow down, RIP. I think the idea of the set, we were conditioned for a lot of years to be like, I don't know, like too easy, you know, too matchy-matchy. You know, you want to like figure out like what your top and what your bottom is and make it more interesting. Now, at this point, I'm like, give me a turquoise top and bottom, done deal. I got black shoes, match everything, and I'm ready to go.
And that's fashion. Fashion is crazy. But also, we're in a particular time where comfort is more important than ever. We're in a really difficult emergency situation, and one that I really hope the U.S. gets together soon. But also, I just see like all the fashions people just wearing the matching stuff, and it's easy. So great. Like it's time for a fashion. I mean, I think fashion has just gotten more and more. I mean, I talk about how the future of fashion is nothing new. I think the future of fashion is without gender, and the future of fashion is comfortable. You know, the high heels don't happen anymore. I mean, obviously right now, it's like nobody's leaving their homes. And if you do, please wear a mask and social distance. But, you know, it's, I think it's pretty cool. I wish that in my 20s that had been like the look, instead of the like 6-inch heels I was like hobbling around on with my like teeny tiny dress. But, you know, I think that probably still happens. I just am, you know, older and wiser, and my feet hurt. So,
girl, flat shoes over here all day. I will wear heels for a couple of hours if the occasion calls for it. And at the end of the night, I'm like, take these awful death shoes off of me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a block heel stan. So just like never a stiletto ever again. That will never, never happen again.
No, no. That's how you get an, an ankle brace. It's...
No, I never used to leave the house without heels on. Like, I mean, I'd be like, oh, it's a flat. I don't wear flats. Oh my God. I think the computer's listening to me. Look at this stunning set from Aloe Yoga. They just served me a 3-piece set. It's matching sports bra, shorts, and jacket. So I can look like a periwinkle queen. So basically, look for some of this stuff secondhand. Sell it if you have it, because it's deeply on trend. And on trend sells quickly. And tell us what outfits and sets you're wearing, and whether you think they're great or ridiculous. You can find us online at ingopodcast.com. There you will learn more about me, your host, Meredith Feynman, my producer, Sarah Lane, links to past episodes. We have a whole backlog since April of 2019. Please consider rating and reviewing our podcast. Email us at hello@ingopodcast.com or slide into the DMs at @ingopodcast on Instagram and Twitter. We'll see you soon.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.